They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Wednesday, South Central Wisconsin. And what a Wednesday it is, first of all. The Milwaukee Brewers, just a few moments ago, they were getting no hit in the eighth inning. They were down 1-0 to the St. Louis Cardinals. And like this team so often does, they find a way. And once again, finding a way to win, beating the Cardinals three straight. It gets even better because the Chicago Cubs are falling through the floor right now. We have been running and dancing on the graves a little early. A lot of baseball left to be played. They're up 4.5 games at this point. I guess 5 now with that win a little earlier today. And they're going to try to break their over 10-game long losing streak on the road at PNC Park tonight. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows here as Packers fans got some unfortunate news last night. Some very serious allegations made against Josh Jacobs. He was recently just released from jail before any formal charges can be made. And it leaves a little bit of uncertainty, not only for fans, but for the organization. What comes next? How you proceed from something like this before you have a lot of the information. And one of the guys that's going to be a beacon of that information, as he so often is the great Jason Wilde. And you can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Before we have to talk about some serious stuff here, Jason, what is going on in your world? How are you today?
Well, first of all, beacon is a very strong word and probably not an accurate one, but it's a kind word, and I appreciate you using it. Yeah, I just pulled out of the Lambeau Field parking lot, done with my TV work for today, going to go home and write because the dogs are mad at me that I've been gone all day and they miss me, so I'm headed home, and this Josh Jacobs story has taken a pretty interesting turn today. You respond apparently to a situation like this by closing the locker room and not letting reporters interview your players, which wow. I was less than thrilled by, to be sure. But beyond that, I'm very curious to see where this goes from here, because I think there are now some serious questions based on what the Brown County District Attorney's Office said today as to the veracity of the claims and the evidence that there may or may not be that either supports the charges that were initially filed but now have not been formally filed, or maybe the claims by Josh Jacobs' attorneys that he will be ultimately exonerated once further information comes out, because clearly the Brown County DA got more information today and they made a choice not to formally charge him. The investigation is ongoing, but as of now, he is free and not yet charged and may not be charged at all.
What is the typical, because it really doesn't feel like there's a typical way teams actually go about allegations like this. Some teams, it feels like they're willing to let the guys continue playing until they're forced out of it. Some teams are really proactive and get in front. When the Packers, in situations that do come up like this, what is their typical approach on how they handle it?
Yeah, you know, there have certainly been incidents like this in the past during my time covering the team. Now, I think it's worth noting that the NFL, and embarrassingly so before this, finally got a little more serious about these types of allegations after the Ray Rice mm-hmm. situation in 2014. I mean, and without the video of him, you know, assaulting his girlfriend and beating her, I'm not sure that the NFL changes course on this, right?
I mean, it was 2 games.
And the reaction to that was obviously very embarrassing to the league, and quite frankly, should have been. I mean, that was the punishment in no way fit the crime. Now, the NFL does have what is an automatic six-game suspension for domestic violence-related charges. But again, Josh Jacobs could still be subject to some sort of suspension, even if he ultimately is not charged in this case. So there's a long way to go on this story, but in terms of typical, like, you know, he obviously was in jail yesterday and today, so he didn't participate in their OTA practices. But if he's been released and the DA's office is, at least at this moment, not pursuing charges, I don't see any reason why the Packers would do anything. And this is, again, first of all, let's be clear. Anyone, no matter how angry they are, if they are physically abusive and assault someone in a domestic environment because they're so angry, I don't care if they're an NFL player or an Instagram model or whatever they may be doing, that is despicable behavior. I am quite certain there have been more than a few times where Paula would have loved to wring my neck, but she did not resort to violence. And so I want to make sure I'm clear on that, because what I think is important to say here is that there was a lot of jumping to conclusions when this news broke. And, I mean, I was going on the Homer Hour on ESPN Milwaukee when this broke, and I said what I just said now, but I also, something didn't seem to fit, because Josh Jacobs, while I don't claim to know him like I know, say, Walter Lukaczynski, it didn't seem consistent with him and knowing what the scenario was. And as I did, you know, I had some conversations with a few different people today off the record, and I think I'm eager to see what exactly becomes public in terms of this situation, because I do think that there's more to the story, and you know, that's an easy thing to say, but I think now with the statement from the Brown County District Attorney's Office, I think you can say fairly confidently there is more to the story, and I'm eager to find out more. I am still royally ticked off that they closed the locker room.
Well, yeah.
These are adults that can certainly, and I would use, Evan Williams, for example, who I think extremely highly of. I can tell you right now what Evan Williams would have said if I would have asked him a Josh Jacobs related question, because his locker is right by Josh. He would have said, "Jason, you know how I feel about Josh. I don't know any of these details. If you want to ask me some football questions, that's fine, but I'm not going to talk about Josh. I'm not comfortable with that." And then I would have said, okay, well, let's talk about football and ask them a bunch of football questions. Like, I wanted to talk to Marshawn Lloyd today regardless of this. I wanted to talk to Matthew Golden regardless of this. I wanted to talk to Jordan Morgan regardless of this. I wanted to ask Keyshawn Nixon, are you really just going to play out the last year of your contract at $4 million? You're a number one corner. Like, I had so much football-related stuff that I think our fans wanted to hear about, and the fact that Goody decided to close the locker room and didn't put enough faith in his players to be able to say, look, I can handle this, okay? I'm going to tell those reporter knuckleheads, especially that Wildy guy, that I'm just not going to talk about it. And quite frankly, I wasn't going to go in there and ask a bunch of players, what do you think of Josh Jacobs? Because they would all said the same thing, which would have been, I'm not going to talk about that. So, again, it was a pretty useless day. We got to watch practice. We got to see Jordan Morgan, left tackle. But other than that, it was pretty unproductive, and I find that pretty irritating.
Well, with all this can you hear me?
You were quiet, but they're there now.
Yeah, I know. Mine looked – okay, there we go. I hope Jason can hear me.
you sound amazing.
Okay, good. Ashley. Okay, good. I messed with the board yesterday, and when I got here, it was all messed up, and I was like, "Uh oh, we're gonna have problems." But we're good. Anyways, Do you think the Packers have confidence in their backup running backs with Chris Brooks and Marshawn Lloyd? Or do you, or can you tell us anything about them and what's going to happen with them this season?
Yeah, well, no, I can't tell you what's going to happen, that's for sure, because I don't have a crystal ball. But your question is a really good one because, frankly, I would argue, let's pretend none of this happened. And even if this case goes through the proper channels and Jacobs is completely exonerated, he is not suspended, the Packers do not move on. I saw these folks that are in kind of the Twitterverse, the Packers Twitterverse, you know, speculating about the Packers cutting him, and all that kind of stuff is just so premature. But let's say for the sake of argument that this all goes away and he is exonerated, and this was, you know, I don't even want to conjecture on what it could be involving his girlfriend or whatever this is. But let's say it all. I still don't like their backup options, right? You got a guy who carried the ball 27 times last year, and by the way, I think very highly of Chris Brooks. Like, he's one of those guys that I think teams need to have on their team, right? A guy that plays a ton of special teams, a guy that can pick up blitzers as a running back on third down, and a guy that occasionally can carry the ball or catch the ball out of the backfield. Dude carried the ball 27 times last season. And then your next alternative is a guy who has played in one game out of 36 possible playoff and regular season games. He has missed 35 of them.
Wow.
35. And so, and again, in fairness to Marshawn Lloyd, you know, Matt LaFleur said to us today, you know, that it's not really his fault. Like, they feel like he's done everything he can to prevent those injuries. I get it. I'm not making fun of him. I'm merely emphasizing the situation of those are your backup options. And so for this to happen, all I think it did, to your point, Ashley, is draw even into sharper relief the reality that this is not a team with a very clear-cut depth chart of proven commodities. That forget if he gets suspended. Take that off the table. Let's just say he hurts his knee again and now misses four games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel great about their options. And what's really crazy is that they moved on from Emmanuel Wilson, didn't even try to re-sign him. He got pennies on the dollar from the Seahawks, where they have like nine running backs competing to replace Kenneth Walker III. And frankly, he right now, he would be, given the situation, he'd be undeniably their best option. The guy had a 107-yard game the one time he started in the NFL when Josh Jacobs didn't play last season. So it's a great question, Ashley, and I don't have a good answer, and I don't think they have one either.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. You kind of took my thunder a little bit, because watching this, naturally, the human side of it is first and foremost, but there's ultimately a football fallout. And I feel like if you're watching this as Goody, to your point, Jason, if Josh Jacobs goes down in week one, how aren't you not scared straight by what happened yesterday? Of, are you really prepared in a Super Bowl window to walk in with a roster that has two guys that are frankly just unknowns at this point? And if they don't do anything, yeah, you can go out and get somebody. Running backs aren't the most expensive thing, but you're also asking them to learn the offense right away, to step up. Do you think that by the time we get to August that there will be movement, even if this isn't the direct reason, but knowing now, hey, we are thin, this is exposing it even more?
Yeah, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be exploring those possibilities right now. Now, again, I don't know if anything's going to come of that, right? Like, they may believe, whether we agree with them or not, that they can do what they need to do with those two guys and then with one of these kind of unknown, undrafted guys. Like, remember, in the NFL, lots of teams have gone with unproven, you know, undrafted free agent type running backs. I mean, you know, in fairness to Emmanuel Wilson, that's exactly what he was. And he was pretty darn good when they had a play. I mean, the dude had 500 rushing yards as a rookie. So, again, I'm not saying that they can't move forward like this, but, like, for example, Jonathan Gannon was the head coach in Arizona. I've seen reports that they might move on from one of their running backs if they're going to. Like, is James Conner an option, right? Like, there's a veteran guy. He's a proven commodity. You know, that's a guy that, you know, whether he's released or you trade a seventh-round pick for him, they got so many picks next year. All that would make sense. So, again, we're not at that point yet, but it is certainly something that we have to monitor because, again, like you put it, they're unknowns. Like, I always go back to my Lutheran upbringing, and the definition of faith is the belief in things unseen. And as of right now, you are talking at the running back position. If someone had to be your guy for 25 carries in a game, that is the belief in things unseen because you got no evidence that these guys are up to the task.
Well, we have a lot of belief in you, Jason Wilde. So we're thankful to have you Wednesday and Fridays. We'll be asking about Jorgen Morgan on Friday too. So don't think we forgot on that, but had to get all the not so fun stuff out of the way so we can have a fun Friday with you.
I look forward to it, guys. All right, have a good day. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde. There you have it right there. Not a ton of knowledge right now of what's going on other than what we all know. And with that, the team, I like the idea that they at least are going to have to force themselves in the look in the mirror from this.
Yeah.
Because if you step in, I understand there's a lot of excitement around these young backs, but it's like he was saying just a moment ago, these guys, I mean, one of them hasn't been able to be on the field at all to this point of his career. The other is a complete unknown.
Do you remember all the injuries of Marshawn Lloyd?
Yes. Or, like, do I know the specifics, do you mean?
Yeah, I forgot everything that he's
injured. It's like 100 different things. You could just pick a part of the body. Odds are you're going to run into one.
That's funny.
It sucks. It's not fun, but you could be the greatest person in the world. You have to be on the football field.
Yeah, yeah. You can't score touchdowns on the sideline.
James Conner interested me, though. I mean, he's another one.
I saw some of those, yeah.
But you're going to be getting a guy, regardless of who it is. If you go out at this point, you're not looking for that bell cow. You're looking for somebody who can be a veteran that can step in, do what they're asked, do the job, and just more or less not be a liability. And I think you have that in the backs right now. It's just, that is such a small sample size. Now you're going to turn around and say, I need you to touch the ball 25 times being pass pro. I don't want to go into a season with what you have.
Yeah, and Jason brought up a great point about the fact that take the whole situation of Josh Jacobs out of the picture. He gets injured again and goes down with a knee injury. What now? What do the Packers do?
Well, and I think that's, for a lot of us, this was almost, it's not the situation you wanted to come up in.
No, God, no.
But it brought up the conversation that so many people have had. It's not even just running back.
It's like a wake-up call.
It's a big wake-up call. And Jason's been sounding the alarm bells at tight end as well, where they go into the offseason, you kind of bank on, we usually have 10, 11 picks that you're looking at.
Yeah.
Instead, this year they had 7. It turned into 6 because you trade up for Trey Smack. And you don't have all that ammunition to replace people. They didn't go addressed tight end. They didn't address the running back. And I just really hope that when you get to November next year, 10 games in, that you're not looking back and saying, we cost ourselves a Super Bowl because we weren't aggressive enough when we got into March, April, and May.
Yep, I completely agree.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk a little more Packers. But I also want to get our instinctual gut reactions coming out of this Brewers sweep again, playing hot right now. And another division title. Who knows? Division title might be on the line in a few months. But another division opponent, the Brewers make look foolish. We'll get to that just on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013 or biglou.com.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
Your home for the Golden Beavers, 1430 ESPN, powered by Daily Dodge.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards? Head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. Be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. We just got off the phone with Jason Wilde a moment ago. Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV. The Josh Jacobs news that came out yesterday, I think, was a dose of cold water for a lot of fans. And I'm not even talking about, we don't know enough about what's happened to this point. He's been released to jail. There haven't been formally charges. So we're not talking about that side. That is the, we will let things come out. We'll worry about it after the fact. But talking from an actual team construction standpoint, the Packers have Josh Jacobs in a seemingly massive fall off to their next running back on the team. And I'm curious, your take too, not only about what's going on, regardless of that, does this team go out and get aggressive? Do they try and bring in, whether it be a veteran running back, whether it be another youth guy to try to get some targets? Do you think that somebody else is going to come in and eat snaps at running back, or is it they're going to run into the season with what they got?
I don't know why we got rid of Emmanuel Wilson.
Not even, like, I really don't. A sincere effort.
Like, and it just really has stuck into my mind. If Josh Jacobs goes down and gets injured, who seriously do we have? I don't know why we let Emmanuel Wilson walk. And now we only have Chris Brooks and Marshawn Lloyd. Marshawn Lloyd would be great, but then he wouldn't be for one game.
Right now, that's the belief? Yes. Or at least what you've seen?
And Chris Brooks, I just don't think we've seen enough of. And we're kind of at this point where I think, like you said, this is a big wake-up call for the Packers to not only figure, like, or not to not, this is a big wake-up call for the Packers to figure out what they're doing with their running backs, because all of a sudden you could be looking at Chris Brooks as your RB1.
And this is also, it's that weird try to walk the tightrope if you're a Goody, because you also don't want to overreact either.
No.
And go out there and give up a valuable asset, or whether it be a draft pick or a player, to bring in what could be a guy that you're hoping doesn't have to see the field very much.
Yeah.
And Josh Jacobs, everything comes out clean for him, and he stays healthy. But even if everything goes clear, he's good to go week one. It's a guy that has limited tread on the tires at this point. He's been playing and asked to be touching the ball 300 times a year. On top of all the blocking assignments he has, you're playing with fire, not having any depth whatsoever. And you kind of got bit by it this last year. You saw Josh Jacobs. He was dinged up down the stretch.
Yeah. And we just didn't address it in the offseason.
On a happier note, the Milwaukee Brewers, the first place Milwaukee Brewers, they can't stop winning. And coincidentally, the Chicago Cubs can't stop losing.
That is so awesome that Chicago is on a 12-game losing streak. Like, that is phenomenal. That's what they get for chanting Green Bay sucks.
Well, and it all starts really with Milwaukee series a couple weeks ago. It was the first time at home they started losing.
Uh-huh.
And it just kept festering from there. Now you're at 12 straight. They're on the road against Pittsburgh right now. And again, and another team that they're playing hot baseball right now when they're running into them. This could be a serious fall where it's a cliche. You can't win a World Series in April or May, but you can lose one. And if they find a way to keep falling, you're going to be climbing and having to climb over not only the Brewers, but likely two or three other NL Central teams to get back in the mix here.
It really made me, like, I'm thinking back to it a couple of weeks ago when you were like, are you worried about the Cubs? And I said, no, Wally. And you were like, really?
I was like, yeah. I was worried. I still think they're a good team, by the way.
They're a fine team, but they're fine.
I still believe this is a group that when the dust settles and we get into the postseason, the Brewers and the Cubs are very, very likely going to be in the mix. They're both going to be in the playoffs. It's just a matter at this point with the sample size we have. Yeah, it's hard for me to bet against a team that's proven it for the last 5 years that when push comes to shove, the Milwaukee Brewers, they always seem to come out on top right now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is kind of, well, right now for the Brewers, their pitching staff is a little concerning because of injuries. We just now lost Logan Henderson as well. So we're pulling up more pitchers from AAA, which is great. Get them the exposure. Let's see what they can do. But we're down to four starters now. We have the Miz, Sproat.
You still have Chad Patrick.
You do, but today he pitched. He did well, but they called it a bullpen game. I don't know what they're doing with Chad Patrick. Do you?
Well, four innings pitched today felt weird.
Because, yes, he pitched four innings, the first four innings today. But the last time he pitched three innings in the middle of the game.
So, yeah, they're using him more as that long relief guy.
They are, kind of like an Aaron Ashby. But it doesn't make sense. I guess it kind of makes sense. But it's also just weird because of the injuries with the Brewers pitching staff, we now have to kind of like shift because you can really only count on three starters right now in Sproat, Miz, and Harrison.
Quinn Priester will be back soon at least.
Yeah, but you're still missing Woodruff and now you're missing Henderson. Like, you can really only count on three. And then the fourth one is somebody getting called up from AAA. And I mean, Coleman Crowe, he was the most recent one called up. He did well the first time he started. He pitched well. But it's just kind of like, oh, crap, if we keep getting injured, who are we going to be left with? We have three pitchers right now.
Well, at least going back to the bang on the Chad Patrick drum for a little bit, talk about a Swiss Army knife, they've been asking him to do this last month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going back all the way, you have to go until his outing on May 4th. In that time since, today was the first time he allowed a run in his previous six outings.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave up one in four innings. So if you're asking, and that is the goal, is say, get me through the order once. Mm-hmm. We might try to steal an inning or two after that as well.
Yep.
If you can do that, it really makes it a lot easier. Yeah, it's not a true fifth starter where you're going to ask to go out there and just eat innings. Mm-hmm. But it's the next best thing where it's not the true bullpen game, where it's seven relievers that go out and just scrap through nine, and then you're hamstrung for the next series.
Hey, Wally, I want to ask a quick question.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of switching gears. Are you a fan of Garrett Mitchell?
Oh, God, here we go.
No, just yes or no.
Yeah, I think he's a fine player.
Fine?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's the greatest player of all time like I know you want me to.
No, I don't want you to say that.
You certainly, you're kind of angling that direction right now.
Well, here's the thing, is that there are a lot of people that I've talked to who have said Garrett Mitchell is not good. He is not a good player. He has his moments, but he is not going to be here for the long run. He's going to fall off. What I would like to say to those people is Garrett Mitchell, over the last nine games, has a .357 batting average. He has 6 RBIs, and his on-base percentage is .400. And everybody was telling me not too long ago that it was you only like him because he is good-looking, and you only think he's good because he's good-looking. No, he's good. He's good, Walter.
He's a very, very functional piece in an outfield.
And he's good. He can hit.
When he is able to hit, and he's done well the last 15 games, I want to be clear, she's not referencing me right now because Garrett Mitchell, he's not going to be the straw that stirs the drink at any point. He's not asked to. That's not his role. But he's a guy that when he's out there, the way he plays defense, if you can get a guy that bats .250, gets on base, gets a timely hit here or there, that's all the Brewers are asking.
Well, here's the thing. People, i.e. my dad and boyfriend, said that he's just not good and that he's only liked because he's good looking. And what I have to say to them is that they're wrong.
No, that he's not good looking?
No, he is, but he's good.
Okay, I want to make sure this wasn't like a...
He has a 300...
He's talented, ugly dude now that's what she's pushing.
He's hitting .357.
In the last little bit, in the last 15 games, it's a little bit... I mean, it's still .313. You're going to take that any day. A couple home runs mixing that.
Better than Joey Ortiz.
Well, yeah, that's... Talk about a low bar. Is that what we're measuring him up to?
That's actually a great point.
I'm not on the Joey Ortiz defense train that I won't be for you. But Garrett Mitchell, that's kind of where I meet you in the middle a little bit. He's asked to do right now, very talented player. But again, you're not going to win a World Series because Garrett Mitchell's on your team.
No, but he's good. He's a good piece to the puzzle. That's all I have to say.
How did we even get to Garrett Mitchell?
Oh, because I was on the Brewers Twitter to make sure I didn't miss anything. And then I saw that and I was like, I have to make sure I bring this up because it is quite important.
Well, you got your Garrett Mitchell propaganda out there. I hope you're pleased with yourself.
It was just not propaganda.
Last thing before we go to break, come back, listen to a little preps action. As softball advances, soccer, historic. The Brewers today, talk about one of these teams that just find a way. They're trailing through 7 innings, getting no hit. We turn the game on because we're like, well, you know what? If they're not going to fall short, we might as well see a little history.
It was the Beaver Dam magic.
And quite literally, within seconds, it was, oh, no, they got a hit. Oh, no, they tied it. Actually, they're in the lead.
Yeah.
Welcome to Milwaukee Brewers Experience 2026.
There's nothing better than Milwaukee Brewers baseball winning, getting the sweep, and the Cubs being on a 12-game losing streak.
Let's make it 13 tonight. You can watch the Milwaukee Brewers in person with us coming up on June 18th. They actually have the Cleveland Guardians coming to town, and our bus trip's leaving from Slumberland. It drops you off at Slumberland, too. 110 first pitch. It's $70. That includes your way to and from the station, no parking. You're in the gate. You show up, bring what you want on the bus. It's a great day. Highly recommend it. You can either come into the station or give us a ring. We'll figure it out that way as well. But only a couple spots left. It's gone down again. So if you want in, you're basically down to your last swing of the bat. Be like Garrett Mitchell and hit one out of the park.
Oh, good one, Walter.
I'm trying for you. I'm trying. I'm going to buy into the propaganda machine that you are.
You should, because... You surely should.
That's what it'll sound like. The kids will be crying if you don't go on the bus.
Yeah, literally.
One more thing
before we end. Did you see the double A affiliate of the Dodgers, the Tulsa Drillers?
Suspend the player, by the way.
The dog, the first round pick, Kendall George, got in the way of the dog, suffered a patellar injury, and now the dog's suspended? Cancel the Dodgers once again.
They canceled the dog. Did you see that?
Yes, and
it's not even suspended. It's like they're suspending training dogs to pick the bat up.
Just the Dodgers organization or everybody?
Yeah, I think it's just the Dodgers, but to my knowledge, it's just that team that's doing it, right?
The Dodgers are the worst, and now it comes out that they hate dogs. I don't know why anybody would support them.
Yeah, it's the players' fault for getting in the way. You heard it here first.
It is. Like, move, dude. The Dodgers suck.
They sure do. All right, the Beaver Dam Golden Beavers don't, though. A lot of wins to be talked about right on the other side of the break, coming up in just a few moments on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Watertown boys soccer head coach Clayton Kratzer. You're listening to 1430 ESPN.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Green Bay Packers star Josh Jacobs was arrested yesterday after a domestic abuse complaint. The Packers have not commented. Jacobs' lawyers are denying wrongdoing. Republican candidate for Wisconsin Governor Tom Tiffany says he'd return all of the state's budget surplus to taxpayers if he's elected. Some scary moments for some airline passengers from Wisconsin when a co-pilot lost consciousness. It happened Saturday as a Delta Connection Endeavor flight from Madison was landing in Detroit. The flight landed safely. There's a new round of grant money for electric vehicle charging infrastructure in Wisconsin. The next phase will focus on connecting corridors beyond the interstate highway network. And a Fond du Lac woman will spend decades in prison for a deadly robbery tied to a drug deal last year. Annika Trudell was sentenced to 35 years in prison last Friday. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
Is your business celebrating an anniversary, hosting a special event, or looking to drive foot traffic and boost your brand in the community? Then it's time to jump on board with 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge Broad Fries. Get ready to make room for our grills. We're inviting local businesses to become official Broad Fry hosts this season. It's a fun, high-energy way to bring customers to your location and create buzz around your business. You'll even partner with a local nonprofit organization to give back to the community while you grow. And this year's Broad Fry season will feature attendance-based guaranteed cash prizes for fans. All will be encouraged to get their stamp cards ready and participate in all Broad Fries on site. Everyone can follow along throughout the season. If they get their stamp cards stamped 5 times, they're entered into a random drawing for those guaranteed cash prizes.
No purchase necessary to participate in the contest.
It's great food, great crowds, and community impact. To become a host location, visit DailyDodge.com today and fire up your next event.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski, with you. And last night, very, very successful night, especially for the Beaver Dam ladies. First of all, girls soccer last night, Ashley, a 9-1 Mercy Rule win that made them 8-2, the most wins in program history. Wow. With that victory.
Wow.
Yeah, not too bad for what you're doing. How about this for you? 6 goals from Shea Marie Ashley yesterday.
Wow. Did anybody else touch the ball?
Yeah, you didn't have to worry. She probably touched the ball for the equivalent of like 2 minutes in that game. And it was just every time it was on her foot, it was just, all right, she's got a good run coming. Let's throw it in front, let her run under it. And then she would just run by the entire defense. Just put it in the corner, call the day.
Yep. That's all you need.
Yep. And now they have a quad coming up on Saturday in West Dallas. A real shot that they can get the double-digit wins. So not only surpassing the win total, not only having a very special athlete like Shea Marie Ashley, who has the all-time leading goals, not only for a season, but in a career as well. Very fun times, and hopefully the sign of good things to come for a program that's really been looking for a shot in the arm, and this group's really provided it.
Awesome. Good for them.
How about softball last night? 13-1 winners against EML over at the softball diamond. You were on at least the board and listening to that.
Yeah.
You looked at me like I had 3 eyes for a second.
Well, you said ELM or EML, and I think it was EMU.
It was EMU. I'm adding the L or the, no, because it was Cambridge, Deerfield, Waterloo, so it was CDW.
And then it was EMU because they're the Emus.
Wait, that's why they were doing EMU?
I think so.
I absolutely don't think they were the Emus, but
they were the Emus. Mike Johnson literally said it on air. Were you watching or was I?
I was watching the soccer game because I was on person, on site at the soccer
game.
Yeah,
and I was listening to the board.
All right, fine. I'll do some investigative journalism. I just don't
Please
believe
do.
That to any
Please
team.
Please do.
No one's the Emus.
Wally, I made a scoreboard.
Nobody's the Emus.
Their
Get
mascot out of was an emu.
Well, either way,
you're
going to
tell
case,
me I'm wrong?
I'm going to tell you you're wrong, Doug.
Grow up.
Australia, didn't they get in a battle, a war with emus?
I thought that was like if there's as many emus in Australia, there's so many emus in Australia that if the emus ever decided to revolt, the people would lose.
Yeah, you're about to be indoctrinated into some history right here. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Great Emu War.
So there was an emu war.
Yeah, Australia fought them in 32, excuse me, nearly 100 years ago.
What?
And they had unsuccessful attempts to curb the emu population that led to the deployment of the Royal Australian Artillery soldiers armed with Lewis guns.
Aw, those poor emus.
Well, it sounds like they won the war, so I don't think you should be too upset.
They did win the war?
Well, yeah, because emus are still around and they didn't get it done. if you didn't get to curb the population, I think that's a win for the emus.
I think so. You know what? I'm with the emus.
Well, yeah, there were 20,000 that regularly
Holy
migrated
crap.
During breeding season, and I'll have to
Wally,
do...
what would you do if 20,000 emus just stood in front of you?
I don't know, and they gave these couple you guys a couple guns with the 10,000 rounds of ammunition. You're outnumbered.
Yeah, there's no way. That's crazy.
Yeah, so anyways, the emus, that was a long caveat off of that.
Worth it.
But there was a great emu war that took place in Australia. I highly recommend visiting the Wikipedia page. Reason I brought that up is the emus, allegedly, fell 13-1 to Beaver Dam softball last night.
Allegedly. Okay.
It was allegedly, until I can prove otherwise. 13-1, and with that, they earned themselves a regional final date at home against Monona Grove on tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
On tomorrow night.
At Daily Dodge TV, and you can also listen on ESPN Beaver Dam.
Yes, you can.
With that, we're going to throw it to an interview. Wade Bates was able to conduct earlier with Quinn Hines, a head coach of the softball team, ahead of this regional final. We'll throw it that way right now.
Beaver Dam softball getting ready for a regional final matchup with Monona Grove, bringing in head coach Quinn Hines. Coach, I guess before we talk about MG, happy with the performance you saw from your squad in the regional semis on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I thought we were focused and ready to go. Took care of business like we needed to do, and you know we got everybody a little bit of work that we wanted. So, pretty pleased with how it went, and we were just trying to get through the game, survive, and move on to the next one.
How big was it for you to get some solid innings in the circle from Aaliyah Linsenmeyer?
Yeah, that's big. And she was really strong at the beginning of the year, battled through some injury stuff, and then came back, and we're kind of getting her back into the groove. So, trying to get 3 to 4 innings out of her was kind of the plan. She did a really nice job, only giving up the one hit. Ellie Klug came in and finished it out as well. So really big for those guys to get those innings. Emma, just to get a little extra rest before the next start. So just really helped put us in a good place going into next week or going into the next game.
Coach, Kendall Fakes may be swinging one of the hottest bats in the state right now, and it's at the right time for you.
Yeah, she's a tough out. She always has been. At the beginning of the year, she was battling some injury stuff as well. Kind of got her off to maybe a little bit of a slow start, but the last 3 weeks, I don't know if there's anybody that's swinging. The only one that's rivaling that is Maddie Bryant, who's almost hitting 600 in May. But Kendall, she's found a little bit of a power stroke. She's always had a really good bat, but she was more of a doubles kid because she's got really good power to the opposite field. But 6 home runs now in the last 2.5 weeks. So she's really kind of turning on, and she's doing it against some of the best pitching. So we really face some really good pitchers down the stretch. And she usually gives us her best performances against some of the top pitchers.
Monona Grove coming to town on Thursday, a game you can watch on Daily Dodge TV as well and here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Coach, you split with MG in the regular season. Just give us the scouting reports on them.
They're a very good team. They are a very dangerous team. They've got really good pitching. She's capable of striking out a lot of hitters, and if you strike out a lot against her, you put yourself in a hole and in some trouble. And they got a few hitters who really have some power and can be dangerous at the plate. They're kind of up and down. I would say they're not super consistent as far as a team goes, but they can beat the best and come out and get you. So, I mean, they've got Watertown twice this year. They beat us. They played Wanakita tough games. So they can go out and beat some of the best teams, and you've got to be ready to go right from the beginning of the game against them.
Well, Coach Hines, so we want to pack the Beaver Dam High School diamond, but if you can't make it again, it'll be on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Thanks for the time, and good luck against MG.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Wade.
Beaver Dam softball regional final Thursday night on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under mainly clear skies with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 74. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 46. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 84 degrees.
This weather update on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam is brought to you by JB Mechanical. They keep the heat on all winter. Now they'll make sure you stay cool as spring's first pitch arrives.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Prizes,
exclusive experiences,
even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests.
That's dailydodge.com/contests.
After a serious crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. Your future, your family's future, your quality of life. That's why knowledge and results matter in big truck cases. And not all law firms have the know-how or the resources to handle these complicated cases. At Gruenberg Law Offices, we have the experience it takes to make sure you're protected. And there's never a fee until we win your case. Gruenberg Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust. On sale now during the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you upgrade your kitchen and save while you're doing it. From flooring to countertops, we've got everything you need. Choose from quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface, all in a wide range of colors and styles. And right now, we'll give you a free measure, a free quote, and even a free sink with every countertop purchase. Plus, all flooring is on sale, including luxury vinyl, plank and tile, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. We also have over 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. Don't miss the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or online at proflr.com.
Spring is back, so it's time to call AirCare in Beaver Dam. They'll make sure your air conditioner is ready to keep you cool and comfortable this summer. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, AirCare is the local expert offering reliable service all day, every day. Don't wait until something breaks. Call AirCare today to schedule maintenance and ensure your system runs smoothly all season long. Just call 920-356-8860. AirCare, honest and dependable service for 45 years.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
create beautiful beginnings at Prairie Ridge Health's Birth Center. Our caring and highly trained team will be by your side every step of the way, from pregnancy through delivery and beyond. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to The Damn Sports Show. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you. It is Wednesday. It's time to take this higher or lower on The Damn Sports Show. Ashley, you are providing a number. It is going to be compared to another one. I am going to have to tell you if it is higher or if it's lower.
Walter, oh, there's my mic. I thought it was turned off.
Number of times Ashley's mic's almost turned off a day, 2.5. What's it against?
Okay.
Higher.
No, that's not what the question was.
Oh.
Sorry, 1 second. I'm really mad at my higher or lower generator because I asked them to give me ones and they gave me 10 of them and every single one was the same number. So it wasn't higher or lower. It was
even or even. Even Stevens is not a great Wednesday show name.
Yes. So like, oh, okay. I guess this is a funny one. Is the number of hot dogs in a normal pack higher or lower than the number of buns in a normal pack?
I would have thought it's the same. If it's not, I'm going to say it's higher because I think that occasionally you'll see packs of hot dogs in tens. I don't feel like you see too often packs of hot dog buns with more than 8.
Yes, that's actually correct. It was 10 and 8. That's why, Wally, it's a marketing scam.
Yeah,
because what they want to do is they want you to buy 2 packs.
That makes sense because it even works the same. Have you ever noticed when you buy salsa and you buy a bag of chips, it's never like you run out of the sauce the same time you run out of chips. I'm always buying 2 bags of chips to mitigate, and then I might miss and I have half a bag of chips left.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and then I got to go buy another thing of salsa, and it's just never-ending circle.
I'm thinking about it. If you wanted to buy the same amount of hot dogs and buns, you would have to buy 40 hot dogs. Four packs of hot dogs, math. 8 packs, or 5 packs of 8.
I have seen that butter, I think it's not butternut squash or something. There's like some butter something bread.
Butter what?
There's like some kind of, it's like extra soft white bread.
Huh.
But anyways, the reason I'm bringing it up is I've seen them sell it as many as 12 before.
Ooh.
And that I almost get excited for because occasionally you can find a brat thing with 6.
Yeah, but it's also like burgers. It's only, like, it's just stupid.
Well, at least with burgers, you can pat out your patties however you want and get to
that
your
number. That is a good point. That is.
I need 8, I make them a little bigger. If I need 6, they're extra big. We're getting double the burgers.
So, Wally, are you a get the ground beef and form your own burger? Or are you a I get the patties in store?
No, I'm building my own.
Really? Why?
I like the, first of all, you can spice it up however you want. I know that it's pre-sized and all that. You can actually work it into the meat then.
Ooh.
But then on top of that, you can smash it, make them smash burgers. You can make them a little thicker, make them a little wide. Like, you can do whatever you want.
That's a good point.
And it's pretty uniform the other way. So I want to get a little extra creative with it. Give me the whole pack of ground beef. 80-20.
Now I kind of want a burger.
Yeah, a grill. Because I don't have a grill because I'm in an apartment. It sucks that part of it.
Yes.
Just right on the stovetop, it'll still do. It'll do.
Yes, but there's nothing better than a good burger.
Is your magical generator giving you any others that you approve of?
Yeah, that's why we've been talking about burgers for so long.
I figured that you were stalling for time, but I'm not. No. I'm a big J. I'm a pro.
I'm getting there. Okay.
She's getting there, she says.
The number of asides on a yield sign higher or lower than the number of fingers on one hand?
It's lower because the yield sign has three. We have four fingers on the hand.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
That was elementary.
Yes, well, that's why I gave it to you. Have you seen the? They just put a fun fact underneath. A yield sign is basically a Dorito. Have you seen they've come out with new Doritos that have no coloring to it?
They're just like corn chips?
Yes, but they're flavored. But they have none of the artificial like red dye 40.
Have you tried it yet?
Yes, tastes exactly the same.
I almost don't like that.
It's like, it's basically like, yeah, what'd you call it? A corn chip?
A corn chip.
Yeah, but it's a triangle and it has seasoning on it, but it doesn't have the red dye.
See,
which
here,
is what makes
here's
it so
problem.
Unhealthy.
Everything about it is probably healthier. It is probably the exact same chip. The only difference is a food dye. There's something about that red food dye.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's really good.
You get a Dorito chip that got that extra sauce on it. All of a sudden, you got like a bright orange Dorito that you can't convince me it's the same thing.
Yep, I completely agree.
Yeah, sacrifice of health.
For the last minute and a half, are going to do an over-under.
All right, I'm ready for an over-under.
Okay, because I just told my software that they were really bad.
You guys are falling out, a little falling out with AI?
Yes.
All right, well, what's your...
Nope, never mind. They gave me another crappy one.
Well, great job, Dubs.
Well, I just said give me an over-under, and they gave me the exact same one from the NFL or the NHL, the one I just did. And they go, you're right. That was repetitive. No, duh. That's a qualm of mine.
Well, your qualms come out here. That's fine. I can at least round us out with this because tomorrow, again, Daily Dodge TV, Monona Grove comes to town. They're coming to Silver Eagles. They split in the regular season.
That's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game. Again, you can listen to that on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. You can also watch it on Daily Dodge TV. If they win that one, you will have another rubber match, assuming that Wanake doesn't get knocked off, and they're not going to. Prepare for Wanake if you win tomorrow, but then you go on the road, and all of a sudden, you have a real Badger Large Championship game trying to punch your ticket to the sectional final. Sign me up.
Me too. I can't wait to listen to it and watch it live.
You know, well, you're going to be up there on the board once.
I am.
You got to listen to me. You get paid to listen to me. Ooh. What a great gig you have.
I know. You and Wade, the dynamic duo.
That's right. Wade and I will be on the site tomorrow. We're going to do the damn sports show. Ashley will be back here, but then we will be back in studio on Friday. Make sure you are listening at 4 o'clock tomorrow. We'll set you up for all your high school sports needs. And that's going to do it for us today on the damn sports show. Homer Hour's coming up next. Have a great night, everybody.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by...